Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, John.
Hey, what?
You know how it's a Friday?
Yeah, I do know how it's a Friday.
You know what that means?
That means it's a One Beer Friday.
Among other things, it also means it's a Zone Deal Friday. Now, this week's Zone Deal, gone. Bye-bye. So many people are interested. But this is a reminder that there will be more Zone Deals like the one we had today from Woodcliff moving forward. It's always Friday morning at
9.
1620thezone.com.
Oh, that was a sad-sounding 9. Thank you, Josh.
Got you, fam.
I wasn't...
Pick up the energy, John.
I'm not trying to...
You want some Sprite?
Nice. We got a little bit for you.
I would rather have a delicious, refreshing, non-syrupy 7-Up.
Interesting how we found out that you don't like the syrup. Do you say syrup or syrup?
I don't
syrup.
Know. Syrup.
Syrup.
I don't really
it's the weekend.
It is. Syrup. Syrup.
Syrup.
Syrup.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
It's all about the syrup.
The scissor-up.
Mm.
The exclusive window for NBA TV negotiations.
What is this?
Nick, it's a topic. Hashtag topic alert.
It's a topic alert. But the exclusive TV negotiating window with the NBA and its two current partners, Disney/ESPN and Warner Bros. Discovery/TNT. Has now expired. Usually in these deals, you know, the incumbent network gets an exclusive deal to work out a new contract.
Yeah, and what's it called? Like a look ahead or a look in?
Well,
something?
It's just an exclusive negotiating window.
Okay. I thought they gave it a fun new name.
Yeah, they might. Some might give it. But now, this means that everybody's in the game. Now, this doesn't guarantee that the NBA on ESPN, ABC, the NBA on TNT is going by the wayside. But it does open some interesting possibilities.
Nick, listen up. This could be interesting for you when you're randomly into the NBA in 2 years.
I'm not going to be into the NBA.
Interesting.
But the NBA has been eyeing a new deal with between $60 and $72 billion, which is about 2.5 times increase over the current deal, which is expiring after... Next season. So the 24-25 season is the last deal of the current 9-year, $24 billion contract.
Prediction, first of all, that will not happen. They are not going to get what they're asking for, in my opinion.
Industry analysts have been predicting for some time that the league would add at least one additional partner, namely a predominant streaming partner.
Yeah, it seems like the prediction is Amazon is about to get involved. Amazon is about to hop into the NBA world.
Well, according to various reports, and this is from Awful Announcing, Amazon, Apple, NBC Universal, Netflix, and YouTube TV have expressed interest about a partnership.
Mm. So Amazon just mentioned them. Obviously, we know what that would look like. They do Thursday night football games. Mm-hmm. They have the infrastructure. Apple, they do baseball games on Fridays. They have the infrastructure. NBC Universal is...
Now they're into it because that's Peacock.
That's NBC and Peacock, and obviously the NBA on NBC used to be a thing.
Netflix is now into WWE.
That's right. I was trying to remember what they have. And then YouTube TV, they have NFL Sunday Ticket. But they don't produce anything yet.
Yeah. Now, remember that you do have, you know, the NBA's got its own production arm. So, you know, YouTube wouldn't necessarily have to produce the games. They could just air the games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we see on NBA TV, for example.
Yeah.
One of my
friends points out, David, Apple also has MLS. That's a good reminder. So they produce more sports.
Yes. So the reason why this is interesting is there's a good chance that maybe one of the main packages ends up on streaming. Not just a sidebar deal like Thursday Night Football currently is, because that's just once a week, and then, of course, they get the one random playoff game. But
like a big, normal window.
But like right now, you know, it's NBA TNT's on
Tuesdays and Thursdays,
and ESPN usually has
Wednesday and Friday,
and then they alternate the playoffs depending on, you know, which conference, which league.
And there are some that think TNT's about to lose it because ESPN. It seems like ESPN, they want it. It's valuable for them for a variety of reasons. One is, when you buy into the production of the league, you also get the highlights. ESPN, what do they have? We're literally watching right now, and they're showing a Denver Nuggets highlight.
Mm-hmm.
So they need it for the tonnage of shows. TNT doesn't have that. TNT does the games, and they do Inside the NBA, but they don't have daily programming at 3:25 Central Time to talk about basketball. And so that would be, you want to talk about something that, like, I mean, John, you don't like the NBA, but what do you like inside the NBA?
Inside the NBA, which has become, you know, the best studio show out there.
Can you imagine not having that because the NBA is no longer on TNT?
I mean, that would be
radical.
That would be radical, and it would be a huge loss because there are many people who enjoy that show. They may not watch a lot of the games, but they'll watch that show, or they will see clips or hear about things that happen on that show, and that can be a gateway of sorts into watching more of the NBA. And personally, in the times I do watch, I've always preferred the Turner broadcast to the ESPN broadcast.
Oh, by far.
In terms of just the production and, you know, everything they've, you know, put into it. And
yeah, whether it's the Inside the NBA crew or just everything else around it.
So it's very possible, you know, you could lose something like that. Charles Barkley recently said that, you know, he says he knows the Turner folks are nervous, and he knows that ESPN could be nervous. Now, what I think is going to happen is, I'm not saying the NBA is going to leave linear television. They're not ready to do that yet. But I do think they might be more likely than most to put a major package of games, not just a one game on Tuesday night.
Correct.
And then maybe a playoff series. But literally, like, one of the two packages they have now, either the ESPN version or the Turner version, on a streaming network.
Which would mean multiple games a week and a lot of playoff games.
And there's also the possibility, I know the NBA has the League Pass. You know, there could be a partnership here. We already know that YouTube has done Sunday Ticket.
We have like an add-on.
But they could end up being the host for League Pass.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's an additional money. But if there ever was a chance for something radical in the world of televised sports to take place, I think now is the time. Because you've seen everybody else dip their toes in. Major League Baseball has dipped their toes in. The NFL certainly has. College football has. But the NBA has been the last one. And they have always been, you know, for the better part of this century, the league that's always been willing to try different things and maybe break the mold of tradition.
And try to skew younger, right?
They skew younger.
They embrace the younger fans, and where are the younger fans watching a lot of these games online?
Exactly.
I think what Matthew says on YouTube is interesting, though. He says NBA needs to go on OTA networks more often. People are already getting tired of jumping between apps for specific games. They don't want to do that more. You know, we have seen, like, college football, they announced their new playoff deal moving forward, and the championships are going to move back to ABC.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be the first that a national title has been on over the air since, I believe, the 2008 season. I mean, we're going back when it was on Fox. We're seeing a lot of these sports. I mean, we talked about Caitlin Clark in the women's basketball national championship versus South Carolina. That was on ABC. We're seeing a lot of these sports move back to free TV. And so this will be kind of bucking that trend as well. But you're right, like, I think the NFL, I would describe that as a little bit more than dipping their toe in the waters, just because a playoff game was on streaming, and it seems like this next year there's going to be two of them, or maybe Amazon will have it instead of Peacock. And obviously their Thursday night package, while not the marquee game, I mean, it still is the NFL. But this, I mean, yeah, truly a, like, multiple games a week, and then a postseason structure.
Yeah, like, think about it. Because
it'd be way different.
There's more games. There's more games. There's more games, so there's even more value for a streamer like a Netflix who, I mean, they say, hey, guess what? You get an entire first-round playoff series. Or maybe it could be a first-round playoff series in a conference.
TNT gets a conference finals.
Right.
You know, every year. Like, would they dare put a conference finals on a streamer? That would, I mean, you want to talk about radical. That is radical. Because that is saying, if you want to watch this, you have to subscribe to Netflix or YouTube TV or whatever it is.
It will be interesting to watch.
What does that look like for bars?
And even for those of you who are like, I don't care about the NBA. They can put it on, you know, they can stick it on my garage and
I
won't watch. But
I don't have a garage.
But the trickle-down effect, will
what
be
does it mean for
the other interesting thing because that's where everything's going. NASCAR is going to be seen on a different network. They've expanded to the CW.
What? Oh, that's right. Yeah, I knew that.
And starting next year, there's going to be a package of races in the middle of the summer on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's doing it, but the NBA might be the first one to really jump in. And what that how that affects everything else moving forward will be very, very interesting to watch.
Absolutely.
So that's a look at just a little bit of the world of television when we come back. By the way, Creighton's now up 6-0. Ben North home run.
What's the app doing? Is it working yet or the website?
Well, I'm just looking at Twitter now.
The JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed?
I'm just looking at Twitter now. I don't even trust it anymore.
Probably for the best. Andrew writes, the Big East is where the internet goes to die. Welcome to the Big East, internet.
Many great things are on the internet.
Oh.
Like the Big East.
Like
or
the Big
John's,
East.
The forums when John goes on when he wants to talk about UConn.
The forums?
Yeah, I bet John's a UConn forum lurker.
You think John is a Discord subscriber somewhere to talk about UConn hoops? With
that's
all
some
his,
real sicko behavior.
With all his Big East buds.
What is Discord?
John know how to use Discord?
No, definitely. His computer doesn't allow. It's the thing you tried to download that one time that didn't work.
Well, it worked.
What was I trying to download it for?
So you could hang out with Jack and me.
Oh, that stupid app that kept asking me, which one of these has a fire truck
in
it?
How come you don't want me to hang out with you and Jack?
You can.
Wow.
I mean, if you want to, everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
Apparently, not
John. Making fun of Jack's, you know, bad softball team.
Everyone makes fun of Jack's bad softball team.
More coming up. This is Unsportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.